Hello again and welcome to The Organist Encores. It's John Leeming in the chair this week in a programme I've called Off the Shelf. It features some tracks from a few LPs I haven't listened to for a long time and which I've just pulled off the shelf, along with a tape or two from the archives. To get things going, let's hear Hector Oliveira at the amazing Moller organ with its 3,500 pipes spread over 42 ranks in the Fox Theatre, Atlanta in Georgia. Hector is one of the most innovative theatre organists of the day, and he recorded this LP some 35 years ago when the organ was in a particularly theatrical sounding phase. It may not seem like that to begin with when you hear the discordant sequence of harmonies that start this piece, but wait for the big surprise after 46 seconds. Here's Hector with Easy Come, Easy Go. Bubbling tibias and rasping reeds there from Hector at the Fox Atlanta. Something quite different now, because we're going to Blackpool and the Wurlitzer are still happily singing away at the Opera House. Watson Holmes is at the console, and harking back to Damon's French programme a few weeks ago, here's Mr. Holmes with Ça c'est Paris.
Thank you.
From French music in Blackpool, we go back to the USA. I'm not certain I've ever listened to this record all the way through, even though somehow I seem to have acquired two copies. It's an LP called Come to the Sea, recorded by David Andrews on the Joe Kern Studio Wurlitzer in Hollywood. There's no date on the record, and I know nothing about David Andrews, but the sleeve states that he was 23 years old at the time. And my guess, from the style of the album, is that it was made not long after the organ was installed in 1958. Here's a dreamy number from David with a real feel for the surf called Sand and Sea. David Andrews there, conjuring up a relaxed seashore atmosphere on the Joe Kern's Wurlitzer, an instrument that started life in the Warner Brothers studio in Los Angeles. Many theatre organists back in the day developed very individual and characteristic styles, and they could often be recognised after hearing only the first few bars of almost anything they played. Well, no one ever came as individual and as recognisable as one gentleman, someone who is no stranger to this programme, the wildly eccentric Reginald Porter Brown. Here he is at his beloved Southampton Compton with Butterflies in the Rain. Though here it's more a case of vultures in the typhoon, I think. Right, let Reg carry on with his medley at Southampton Guildhall while we move on to the much smaller but equally impressive Compton at the St John Vianney Church in Clayhall in northeast London. That organ will be celebrating 50 years in the church next year, and this recording was made shortly after the Compton had been put in 1968. The organist is another with a very individual approach to the instrument and a very individual approach to personal relationships by all accounts. Andrew Fenner. We heard him at Hammersmith in Damon's Compton programme a couple of weeks ago, and here he is at Clay Hall with George Gershwin's Summertime. Lazy Summertime Sounds from Andrew Fenner at Clay Hall. Now, one of the reasons that many theatre organists developed characteristic styles was that they discovered the particular strengths of the organs where they were based and developed their approaches to playing to exploit those strengths. One such was Gerald Shaw, who showcased the organs of both his main residences at Marble Arch and at Leicester Square, in a way that no other did. Here he is at Leicester Square with Harlem. Gerald Shaw bringing a musical Harlem to the Leicester Square Compton. That tape came from the collection of the late Bill Ravenall. If you used to go to concerts in the South or the Midlands in the 60s and 70s, you may remember Bill lugging his formidable Phonograph tape recorder from venue to venue as he built up his library of concerts. Now, Gerald Shaw's predecessor at Leicester Square was another great musician, John Howlett. John was a prolific broadcaster in the 1950s, usually from the Odeon Leicester Square or perhaps the BBC Theatre organ. He did, though, make just one foray out to the Granada Tooting, and like Bill Ravenall, John was an enthusiastic recordist. I'm very grateful to his daughter, Mary Coleman, for sending me this rare recording of John playing the Tooting Wurlitzer, and it's his own composition, Leicester Square Looks Round. Thank you. John Howlett, looking around Leicester Square at Tooting Broadway. Now, while we're in London, from Leicester Square, let's go round about Regent Street with David Shepherd at the historic New Gallery Wurlitzer. Just eight ranks of Wurlitzer there at the New Gallery, but always sounding much bigger on record, as in David Shepherd's splendid interpretation there of Roundabout Regent Street. To finish with, let's go to a small and powerful Compton, the organ in the sadly now demolished Davenport Theatre in Stockport. Here's Ron Curtis with a jazzy version of Tangerine.
Thank you.
Ron Curtis at the Davenport and Tangerine. It's good to know that this fiery Compton will soon see the light of day again in the very capable hands of the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust. Right, that's it for today. I hope that something off my shelf was of interest. And as Robert Wolf plays us out in time-honoured fashion, I'll say thanks for joining me and bye-bye.